We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
It's so ridiculous. I just can't believe why people do that. Go out, pretend to have a good time, and then not return any texts or phone calls.
It's like, really?
We're here to help Alex. Let's say hello to Julian.
What's up, Julian?
Hey, what's up, Julian?
Very cool name. All right, we're going to try to see if we can get a hold of Cassie. But first, tell us the backstory. How'd you guys meet and what happened on the date?
Yeah, so we were both at a concert, like, separately with our own friends, and we were actually next to each other, and I was like picking up a vibe, and we were like flirting the whole time, and you know, at the end of the night, I got a number, and I asked if, you know, we wanted to meet up for drinks later, and we did, and we had a super great time, and you know, it was going well. She was like pretty handsy, and you know, we kissed pretty early on.
Damn,
and, like,
boy. Throughout the day.
Yeah, right. This is like best first date I've ever been on.
Wait, same night? You guys went out? You went to a concert? You went out for drinks the same night?
No, this was I got her number after the concert, and then like the next day, texted her.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, yeah, we like kissed throughout the night, and then you know, we Ubered home, and that same night I texted her again, like, had a great night, and then never heard back.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, nothing until like that night. She just like barely responded. I don't know. It's just a huge difference from then, from like our date to
right.
No idea why. Do you think she was a little remorseful for getting handsy with you?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, we were both like had a few, so yeah, maybe she was regretful. I don't know.
It's not like her character to do that the first night.
Oh yeah. Oh god, how many times I've heard that.
Oh my God. I mean, we both Ubered to our own places, so it's not like too far.
Don't be thinking that I do this on
right,
the first day.
Right.
That's not the kind of person
that could be the case. That she's like, yeah, okay, of course, yeah.
All right. Well, let's call Cassie and see if we can get a hold of her and find out what the situation is, okay?
Yeah, okay, sounds right. Good.
Hang on, Julian.
Hello?
Cassie?
Yes.
Hi. Don't want to freak you out here, but I just want to tell you before you say anything else, we're calling from Mix 94.7. I'm Brad Booker and Alex Franco.
Hey.
And we've got Julian on the phone because he reached out to us for a segment called Waiting by the Phone. And he just wants to know why he hasn't heard from you, because he said that you guys had a really, really good time. And
he's married.
What do you mean?
Okay, so we had a great night, okay? And I was all about going back to his
house. But she hopping right
in. I'm like, okay.
I'm just cutting right to the point, okay?
Okay?
This is just how I am as a person, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, he told me he didn't think it was a good idea. Now, what guy turns down a woman that wants to, like, you know? I mean, it's got to be someone who's married. I'm sorry. She was probably at home, you know, waiting for him or something.
I'm so confused.
Well, first of all, hi, Cassie. It's Julian.
Julian.
No, I've never been married. And I think
Why didn't you want me to come over?
It's kind of embarrassing, but so my roommate, he's like a political guy, and he has this giant flag like in our living room that says F Joe Biden on it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's not personally how I feel, but it's just like that's his thing.
Wow.
And he's like into it, and like, so I just let him keep him up. It's easier than like fighting about it. But I didn't want to like scare you off. Like, that's kind of like not a great first impression. So I thought, you know, we should like talk about it on our second date or something.
Dude, bro.
Wow.
I have so many questions. First, I'm Googling this.
Oh, you've seen those before. There's one, right by my house when I'm driving down the road.
Are you've seen a flag that says that?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like back-to-back businesses. One says Trump 2024 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one says It says Let's Go Brandon, which is the same thing.
This isn't even the Let's Go Brandon stuff. It's just pretty, like,
straight to the point.
Straight to the point. Yeah.
So you didn't want to bring her back because your roommate had this offensive flag, at least in your opinion, and you just did not want to scare Cassie away.
Yeah, it's been a problem before, and it just comes on real strong, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, they sell them on Amazon.
Oh, do they really?
They sell everything on Amazon.
But wait, with like the real one that he's talking about?
I mean, this is like a black flag, and it says F Joe Biden, and it's a 4 foot by 6 foot, pretty big flag.
Well, anyway, okay, well, see, there you go. He's not married. He's got a roommate. It's a guy?
Yeah.
Okay. So
you just wanted to avoid. He just wanted to avoid seeing that.
An awkward conversation. Now,
I don't blame him. It's like first impression. They're just getting to know each other and hang out.
That is hilarious.
Like, dude, that's awesome.
So you like Cassie?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go, Cassie. He was embarrassed.
Can you try again and him go to your house instead?
Or whatever. We'll figure it out. But right? Would you be down for a second date?
Oh my God.
I that makes total sense. I'm so sorry. I just naturally assumed, you know, it had to be that you're married. I'd totally be down for another date.
Excellent.
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.